Cape Town. This is the voice of the Cape. The voice of the Cape. The voice of the Cape.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back. 32 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock. And now, with the launch of the so-called, somewhere hidden there, VOC bookstore, we welcome our first addition to our library. And that is food. We have to start with food. It's Cape Malay and Other Delights cookbook. Deliciously authentic step-by-step recipes from my kitchen to yours by Salwa Smith. Author in studio with us and cook, I'm sure, chef in her own kitchen and her own ways, looking at the beautiful days of delights on the cover of this book. And also seen a very successful launch which took place this past weekend, alhamdulillah. So let's welcome in studio founder of Cape Malay Cooking and Other Delights, Auntie Salwa. Assalamu alaikum to you, Auntie Salwa.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Shukran so much for joining us. A real, really pleasant book to look at. Delightful as well. I love that the actual book is very plain in white, but is infused with colorful delights from the cookies to the fresh cream cakes to the food. On top we have our very traditional recipes and dishes. And I love the way that you've put it out, you know, from my kitchen to yours, alhamdulillah. So cooking the food, as you've as I've read an extract as well, cooking the food that we love. And another comment as well, which I'll bring in a little bit later. I'm thinking about those special people in our lives and their stomachs, because we want to make them happy, alhamdulillah.
Yes, we do.
So tell us quickly before, Auntie Salwa, before we continue with this publication and all its reviews and what it's got packed in, who is Auntie Salwa Smith? Take us a bit back, the history and how it all started. And I know that you've been very popular on the internet and via your webpage and the social media. Chat to us about that quickly, inshallah.
Yeah, my name is Salwa Smith, as you just said. I was previously known as Francis. My surname, my maiden surname, was Francis. I was born and grew up in Sari Estate. And 2001, we moved to the UK, and we've been living there ever since. I've always had this deep down passion of cooking, and I dreamt of compiling a cookbook someday, and alhamdulillah, it's materialized. The journey has been very stressful and a long journey. It took me 20 years of realizing this dream, of dreaming about a cookbook, and finally, alhamdulillah, it's right in front of us. So it all started in 2001 when we moved to the UK, as I said, and I did more research there because there's so much information available, and it's freely available. And you in the UK, you actually encouraged to improve yourself as a woman, especially. I did courses, many courses when I went there. And in 2007, I was working for the Birmingham City Council, and they sent me on a woman empowerment course. And then I realized that I wanted to do the book. That was still one of my dreams. And they ask you for a five-year goal, and they ask me what did I want to achieve in 5 years from 2007. And I said, this was a cookbook. And it took a bit longer than 5 years, but alhamdulillah, it's here.
Alhamdulillah. I remember chatting to Auntie Salwa not too long ago, last year, via Skype, talking about some recipes and advice and, you know, how we can improve our cooking. And alhamdulillah, Auntie Salwa, you're back in Cape Town now?
Yes, we're back here for Ramadan and July, inshallah.
Oh, you're just visiting?
We're just visiting, unfortunately. We haven't returned permanently, but that's in my aspirations, inshallah.
But the family's here.
I've got one daughter here that's living in Cape Town, and the rest of my brothers, sisters, my father still here, so all my family still here.
So you have been on social media. Just talk to us quickly about those platforms.
Yeah, it was in 2011 that I first became aware of Facebook, beginning of 2011. My children was always telling me, go on Facebook, mommy, you can keep in contact with your family, but I wasn't interested. But then one night I was just sitting at home. I stopped working then to to look after my granddaughter, to take care of her.
Ah.
And then I had a lot of time on my hands, and I went on Facebook and I decided to make a page, and I called it Cape Malay Cooking. And the first lady who sent me a friend request, because that time I didn't know about pages and friends and pages and all that. And then she said, oh, Titi Mochi, this is something good. You mustn't stop doing this. It's something that we're looking for.
How do you spell Mochi?
I don't know. How do you spell Mochi? But that's what she said. She told me. And that's the first. That will always stick in my mind.
Mm.
That there was such a huge demand for it. And from there, alhamdulillah, it just took off. I soon reached my 5,000 limit on the first. And then... I still didn't know about the pages by then. And then after three pages, after three friends' pages, I did some more research, and I found out you could merge all your pages and do one big fan page. And then, alhamdulillah, it's almost 100,000 now as we stand.
Alhamdulillah, because you on Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest, Facebook.
All over, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Because if you've got teenagers and they give you all the advice.
Really?
And they tell you, do this, do that. And then, I take all their advice because they know more about social media and the new generation. So.
Oh, gosh, Auntie Selwa, I must take my hat off to you then, because I'd be categorized as not middle age, but somewhere meant to know anything about social media. And my sisters are still going on at me and says, you're not even on Instagram, so don't be part of our conversation. Facebook is it, and I don't even know much about Facebook.
No, but you learn as you go along.
As you go along.
I did, yes.
Alhamdulillah. So, the compilation of this book, I love how there are things, the recipes and the pictures and guidance on, as you said, from your kitchen to ours, it's foods, delicacies that we eat in our community every single day. And my question is, inshallah, after the break, we're going to take a short break. But my question is, why then, you know, have another version of these recipes that we know how to cook, or we think we know how to cook, but put it down on paper and have it in, because I've got it on sticky blotches and in my file and somewhere. But you've got everything in here. So we talk more about that, the food that we cook and the delicacies that we make every day, now finally on paper. And why is it that you've chosen to do this instead of, you know what, is that not good enough for us? Back in a moment. Stay with us as we review Al Selwa Frances Smith and her Cape Malay cooking book, which is now available from our VOC bookstore. And we're also giving away two copies a little bit later. And Auntie Selwa's going to pose the question. So we'll open our SMS lines shortly. Back in a moment. Stay with us.
Live from Cape Town, this is the Voice of the Cape. The Voice of the Cape. The Voice of the Cape.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back. I'm Khawa Solomon, and with me is Selwa Frances Smith, founder of Cape Malay Cooking and Other Delights. Originally started with a Facebook page going many years back, then grew herself within the social media on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, even Pinterest. Her manager is in studio with me, and her beloved partner. So he does all the testing, I'm sure, Mr. Smith. And it's so sad to hear that Auntie Selwa is just visiting, apparently, and hasn't yet made plans to come back to Cape Town. So hopefully, with the success of this, inshallah, we will look at that. And with all her readers and those that follow her, that love her, will inshallah await Auntie Selwa's permanent residence back to Cape Town.
Just as soon as the children have finished their education,
okay, inshallah,
to return.
Alhamdulillah. That's great, because, I mean, how can we not live without Cape Town?
Yeah, and there's so many plans that I have still for Cape Malay cooking.
Oh, there we go. Because that's the name,
and it's
Cape Malay.
Yeah, it's not going to stop with Cape Malay. With the book, it's going to go on further, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah.
Got more projects lined up.
Alhamdulillah. Before we talk about the compilation of the book, let's chat to the reasons of putting this book together, because as I mentioned before the break, these are traditional meals that we bake and cook every single day, every week, during Eid, Ramadan, daily, atabul bridi, they say Irish stew. I've never heard of it being Irish stew. It's vorelchis and eirchis, our peppermint pudding, our bolas, whatever, you know. Why is it that it was so important to put all of that down now on paper. We know our mothers know how to cook it, and we've been guided with them. But now, alhamdulillah, Auntie Salwa, you've put these traditional dishes on paper for us.
The reason I did that was because there was such a huge demand from my Facebook page. Mm-hmm. That people requested, even though they're on Facebook, they say, oh, we need a book. Because we can't always go on Facebook to check a recipe. And with the younger generation, the boys and girls that's going to get married soon, mm-hmm. or planning to get married, I think it's a good starter for them in life where they're cooking, even if they don't cook, if they can't cook. I think it's the step-by-step recipes, and It's a good foundation for them to start off their life. And even if you say we all can cook, everyone knows how to cook the breedies, the wurrutjies and eetjies, but there's one or two or three maybe even that don't know how to do it. So that's why after the huge demand from Facebook, and I've decided to put the book together. I had some previous e-books which was very well received as well.
Okay.
But people's not always got access to internet.
Yes.
So that
we still have our aunties coming knocking on the door. What's that recipe that you not have a copy for us?
Yes.
Or they ask their nephew or their niece to print it out from Facebook.
Yes, so they screenshot it and then they lose all their details on the phone, and then everything is lost. So alhamdulillah, after the huge request from my followers on Facebook, and that's how the book became in existence.
I note one recipe, and I haven't gone through the entire book, but I note one recipe that's called Aisha's Health Loaf. Okay. The others don't have names. The other ones are called just normal rutis, bread, your kebabs, your biryani, your dal, or your cook sister. But this one has a name.
Yes,
tell me quickly about that.
That's the recipe I got from my sister-in-law.
Okay.
And I just wanted to give credit to her for sharing her recipe. And there's a couple of more in there of my sisters-in-laws who share their recipes.
Okay.
So I thought it's just a good, it's just a credit to them.
Alhamdulillah.
For sharing as well.
Funny enough, in our family, we've also got the Auntie Faiza health loaf. And she's the one that whenever we have a function, Auntie Faiza comes along and she brings us her health loaf.
Health loaf, yes.
So we also, in our family, have a health loaf named after Auntie Faiza. Okay, so talk us through the compilation and how tough it was. And because that at the end of the day, you want to present something professional. So it's not just a holiday recipes put down on paper for us to follow. You've got conversions, you've got some guidance around measurements, the names of the spices. Talk to us about
because this book, my followers are so diverse from all over the world, alhamdulillah, I had to make it compatible or presentable or easy for everyone to understand. So I put the metric conversions in front, and which is commonly used across the world. And then I try to use very basic like cups and teaspoons. And it was extremely difficult putting this book together. It maybe looks easy now, but when I started, I didn't have any idea.
Back and forth. I could type.
I could cook the food, but styling it and the layout of the book, I had to do a lot of research for that. And I went from one program to another program, software program, to finally find the suitable program to use for the book. And a lot of research went into this. So all the photos you see in here was taken by my daughters. My two oldest daughters, they helped taking the photos and styling it. So everything, this is a family project. Everyone did that.
I'm looking through it and I'm seeing there's no names of publications. There's no credits to any sort of house.
It was completely self-published. Everything we did as a family.
I am speechless. Congratulations to the Smith family for doing this, putting this together, because it's not easy. It's not just recipes. It's not just putting words on paper. It's not just looking professional. It's not just taking pictures. Yeah, like ikre skuns no hunafles.
It is very emotional for me as well, because of the support I had of my family.
Yeah,
right, from the encouragement, they're still encouraging me.
Mention their names. Let's talk. Mr. Smith is sitting here.
My husband Ahmed.
Ahmed, yes.
And Ahmed. My daughter's Daira.
Oh, mashallah.
Saida and Kauthar and Asma.
MashaAllah. I am now really taken aback. I was going to review the book, look at some recipes, understand the putting together of this. But it's so much more heart, sweat, body, and soul.
It's a lot meant into this book, alhamdulillah. And I'm so grateful for the way it's been received. The reviews we had so far, it's beyond my wildest imagination.
Tears of appreciation is what we see in studio today. Ikre Unaflace, please do SMS us on 47913 with a very successful launch as well. That is left Auntie Salwa also heartbroken to see the response of the community here in Cape Town. We're going to talk more about this book and give away two copies after the short break, so stay with us. Assalamu alaikum, and just wiping away the appreciation of tears here, and alhamdulillah to the Almighty and the rest of the family that stood by Auntie Salwa. And put together Salwa Smith, Cape Malay and Other Delights cookbook, which we have available, and we will be giving away two of these books. Auntie Salwa, you've got to pose the question, but before we do that, I just want to I just want you to take us quickly through to the traditional meals and the non-traditional, because I believe the book also comprises of some non-traditional, or we like to try out some nuwe goedes in our kubes. So take us through some of those, because for me what stands out is the chicken and orange sauce. Usually I'll just throw together the barbecue or the famous spice that the kids love and put the chicken in the oven, or just salt and pepper. But this is a nice version of the orange sauce. And what other non-traditional meals do you have in the cookbook?
Yeah, we've got the chicken and orange sauce, and we also have a chicken, orange cake. And I thought Cape Town or South Africa is known for the citrus fruit, so that's
yes.
a good... good way of
and we have lots of those
and
now
at that time of the year we have
time
lots
of year, yeah.
We've got the traditional persisters and biryanis and akris and curries and all that. And then we also have tandoori chicken, and another thing that I've introduced that I've seen people eat a lot in the UK is the chicken curry with the spinach. So that's another way of introducing children to vegetables as well.
Okay.
Because my one son-in-law, he's a Pakistani, and they eat lots of vegetables in their curries.
Yes, yes.
So we find, and the children like the spinach in the curry as well, like chicken breast with chopped spinach, and that's one of the more non-traditional ones that we've got in the book. Okay. And then we've got tandoori chicken and chicken wraps, and we've got a chicken and pumpkin and mushroom casserole, which is perfect for this time of the weather. It's very healthy and comforting food, especially in the cold days. And then we've got the pavlova and chocolate brownies we've got in here, and we've got the more traditional Johnson specials, fruitcake.
Always on a labarang table.
Yeah, the fruitcake, which is traditional for labarang as well, and not forgetting the fancies. And
I see something that has crept in that we've all had a recipe of, and that is either a microwave cake or a microwave pudding, and I've seen you've added one in as well.
Yes, I've added one because people are very very they like
eating
easy
quickly.
Recipes. Yeah, they like easy and quick things.
Yeah,
that's what people always request, is quick and easy. So I've included a chocolate microwave cake and a chocolate pudding as well.
Okay, and your vermicelli is not just a vermicelli, it's geskroeide vermicelli.
Yes, geskroeide vermicelli.
Well,
because we like it brown, not white.
Mine comes out caramel.
Yeah.
Okay. Any sort of health benefits that you looked at or advice to those? Because we can sometimes go crazy in the kitchen when it comes to cooking and the sort of meals that we put together. And yes, our elderly and ourselves not to be bombarded with the history of our
yes
of our past. Medically, have you looked at any sort of health benefits when cooking these meals and delicacies?
Yes, of course. As I always say to tell people, you don't need to eat any specific food. You can eat in moderation any food, but eat in moderation.
Yes.
And you know, for the more traditional breedies, our mothers used to put in sugar and lots of oil. And I try, and when I cook, I don't add extra sugar.
Okay.
And I try to add very little oil. So most of my recipes has got only 1 tablespoon or 2 tablespoons of oil. And I try to cut down on the fatty and oily ingredients in the food.
Okay. All right. We have literally a few minutes left and we want to give away two copies of Auntie Selwa Smith's Cape Malay Cookbook to two of our listeners. And do note that this cookbook is available from our bookstore, VOC bookstore. and you can call our reception downstairs. It's only 229 Rand. And we will be opening our SMS lines. So, Auntie Selwa, do you have a question, or would you like to ask our listeners anything when they call in or SMS us? And I'm hoping to actually get callers so we can get some feedback for Auntie Selwa on 021-442-3530. And we're opening the lines right now. Call us now if you'd like a copy of this book, 021-442-3530. I know, Zarina, I wasn't going to open the lines, but I just feel we need to hear something from the community. I know we have literally 60 seconds left. Let's see if our lines are flashing yet. Otherwise, we're just going to have to open our SMS lines. 021-442-3530. Voice of the Cape, assalamu alaikum. Okay. Do we have a caller online? Voice of the Cape, assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Who are we speaking to?
Nadia.
Auntie Nadia, quickly. I'm going to put Auntie Selwa online. And Selwa, do you have a question for her?
Well, okay. I haven't got anything planned, but okay. Can you just tell me what is the name of the new cookbook?
It's Selwa Smith's Cookbook and Delights.
Yes, that's good enough. It's Cape Malay and Other Delights Cookbook.
How could we not know Cape Malay Cookbooks? Auntie Nadia, congratulations. And Zarina will take very nervously, so I'm not going to ask anything else. Congratulations to her. She has won a copy. Do we have another caller online quickly? Voice of the Cape, assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Who are we speaking to?
Faiza.
Auntie Faiza, Auntie Selwa is online.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
What is the name of my new cookbook?
It's traditional Cape Malay.
Yay. Yeah. Okay, so there's some additions to the name. Maybe some ideas to you, Auntie Selwa.
Yes.
Unfortunately, shukran and congratulations to you, our two winners for this morning. Auntie Selwa, quickly, last few words before we wrap up. It's 12 o'clock and we need to go for news.
Yeah, I have to thank all my Facebook followers for all the support and encouragement throughout the years. And I want to thank the VOC for having me here this morning and helping me to promote the book. Alhamdulillah. Shukran, jazakallah.
All the best to you, Auntie Selwa. Enjoy your stay in Cape Town. It's a bit chilly, and the month of Ramadan. I'm sure you're going to definitely make the most of that.
The month of Ramadan.
With your family as well. And give our salams to our family back in the UK as well. And all Inshallah, the best until we see you again. We hope to see a publication very soon, another
Inshallah,
one coming, but all the best with this one, Inshallah. And may you grow from strength to strength, you and your family, Inshallah. Jazakallah khair once again, and assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.